Today's Tanya for the 6th of Elul is in Egeres HaKedush, Siman Yud Aleph, the 11th letter. It's on Daf Kuv Zayin Amud Aleph. The number at the bottom of the page is 446. In this letter, the Alter Rebbe writes about the faith that a Jew has to have when things are not going right in the essentials in life, in the physical essentials, and how to avoid being embittered by it through the faith that all that comes from heaven is for the good. Siman Yud Aleph. V'haskil chabino, to make it understood and to teach you wisdom, both on the level of haskalah, which is chachma, and in bina. Ki loy zu hadevech, to show how this is not the way of Yishken Eir Hashem, to make the light of God present in our lives. The way to do that is not Lihiyes Chofetz B'chayi Psorim, to desire the life of the flesh, physical life, Ubono Mezeina, in other words, physical health and children and sustenance. The desire, the pleasure that a person has, should not be from the physical side or from the physical aspect of these three things. Ki al ze amar Chazal, because concerning these three, health and wealth and children, the sages say, batil ritzein cha, nullify your will before his will. And what is ritzein cha? What is your will? What can the Gemara assume a person wants? The things that are necessary in life, health, wealth, and sustenance. Dehainu sheyihye ritzeinei batel b'metzius, which means not that he should struggle with his yetzahara and fight against these things, that he wants them and yet he should overlook them or transcend them, but that he shouldn't want them at all. V'layihye leishum ratzon klal, he should have no will at all, b'nyanei olam hazeh, in worldly things, kulam, in all of them, or any of them, hanichlolim bebona chayu mezeina, and all worldly things belong in one of the three categories of either children, health, or sustenance. Ukamay merezal, and as the Gemara says, shal kochach atochai, that a person's physical life should be against his will, that should be despite himself. His true desire in life and pleasure in life should be from godliness. And here the Rebbe Shluta explains, what does it mean that the Alter Rebbe has to say, I will teach you in Chochmah and in Bina, that this is not the way to make God present in your life by wanting and desiring worldly things. It goes without saying. Why does the Alter Rebbe have to say this? So the Rebbe explains that a person, that we might think that the way to make God dwell in our life is through the struggle of eskafia, by denying oneself, by fighting against one's will. Even though he wants these physical things, he should deny them to himself. And in that way, because of the eskafia, you reveal the godliness. As we learned earlier in Tanya, that by denying the animal soul, the godliness is revealed. So here the Alter Rebbe says that in this particular case, in order that there should be Yishken Eir Hashem, it's not enough to fight off the desire, but you need to not have it at all. Because Yishken Eir Hashem tells us two things. First of all, that it's not only Yishken Hashem, it's Yishken Eir Hashem. God can be present, but in a concealed fashion. When we say Yishken Eir Hashem, it means that God's presence is revealed. Eir means Gili, revealed. So to reveal God's presence, for that you have to have a revealed bittul, not just a potential bittul, that your animal soul, in your conscious mind, you want these things, but that you overcome them and you refuse them. You overcome the will and you refuse them. Then the bittul is not revealed. Whereas when you no longer want them, when you rise above them, then the bittul is revealed. And also yishkein means dwelling in a permanent way. Permanent presence. And in order to have a permanent presence, you also have to have a permanent aveda. So the struggle, the back and forth, the struggle of wanting but then denying is not a keli, is not the proper receptacle for a permanent godliness, as would be a permanent loss of interest in these things, in the physical side of these things, of course. The explanation of this is a person should have only a true faith, the Yetzer Bereshis, only through this true faith in the Creator of all things can he rise above the pain that is caused by the lack of these physical necessities. What does it mean, B'yetzer Bereshis? Haynu shehabriya yesh ma'ayin. This means that the creation that comes out of nothing, something out of nothing, and this ayin, this nothingness, is called Reshis. So Yetzer Bereshis means the one who formed from Reshis, who created the world out of Reshis, and that is called ayin, that's called nothingness, because it is Chochmah. It is the level of Chochmah, v'hi Chochmosi she'ena musegis v'shum nivra, and this is the level of Chochmah, of God's wisdom, that is not known to any created being, and therefore it is called nothing. So this ayin from which the world comes is Chochmah, which is called Reshis, and it is called ayin because it is unknown to the creation. So Habriya Hazeis, so this creation, he b'chol eis v'rega, takes place every time and every second. Shemes havim kol habruyim yesh ma'ayin v'chachmosi yizbarech, that in every second and every moment, all the creations come into existence out of nothingness, mechachmosi yizbarech, from God's wisdom, from God's chachmah, ha'machayes hakel, that gives life to all existence. When a person will think on this in the depth of his understanding, and he will draw for himself, picture it in his mind, the coming into existence from nothingness, in every second and constantly, the world coming into existence, heich yal al daite, if he dwells on this, and if this is engraved in his mind, how then would it ever occur to him, ki zalei, that bad things are happening to him, oi shum yisurim, nibona chayu mezeina, oi shari yisurim be'elam, or that he is suffering because of children or health or wealth, or any other kind of suffering in the world, the nothingness from which the world is being created at this moment is God's Chochmah, and who moker hachayim v'hatei v'ha'eneg, and God's Chochmah is the source of all life and all good and all pleasure, v'hu ha'eden shalamayla me'elam haba, it is the level of Eden, by Gan Eden, which is, the word Eden means pleasure, which is higher than the world to come, higher than Olam Haba, Zak, Mitnei, She'ene, Musog, and it's only because it isn't understood, this kindness, or this life that God is giving, because it is not understood, Lochei, Nidmalei, Zai, Yisuzim, that's why it appears to be bad, or painful, or suffering. Aval, Be'emes, Ein, Zai, Yedid, Mumailo, but in truth, no evil comes from above, and it is all good. Not only for the good, as some understand the statement in the Gemara, that Gamzula Teva means that it will eventually end up producing some kind of good, The Rebbe is saying that Hakel Tev, it is already good, Rak She'enei Musak. It is only not understood, it's not comprehensible, because L'Goydle V'Rav Tuvei, because of its greatness and because of its abundant goodness. It is such a high goodness that it isn't understood by the human mind. Zehu Ikir Ha'emuno, and this faith is the main emuna. Shebishvilo Nivra Ha'ilam, for which the person is created, ha'min, to believe, the less asar ponim minay. So the belief in God, when you get right down to practical application, what does it mean to believe that God is everywhere? It certainly doesn't mean only in space. To say that God is everywhere, in every space, that goes without saying, because God is certainly not limited to any space. So God is everywhere in space. But the greater part, or a more significant part, of this emuna, of the emuna that there is no place devoid of Him, applies not only to space, but also to circumstances, to experiences. So les asar poniminei means that even in that place, so to speak, the place of pain, or the place of what seems to be bad, even there, God is not absent. It is God, and therefore it is good. It also says that in the presence of a king, there is life. So where God is present, there is life. And therefore, in the place of God, there is strength and there is rejoicing. Since in the presence of God, there is only life, there's only good, and this goodness is all day, all the time, just as the creation is constantly all the time. So the Alter Rebbe is saying that a person can rise above the pain that is suffered at the loss or the absence of those things in life that seem to be necessities, children, life, and sustenance. And one can rise above them by keeping in mind and by being able to picture the constant creation of the world out of nothingness. Nothingness meaning God's wisdom, the wisdom of God that is above the understanding and comprehension of the created being, and in recognizing how at this very moment, in this very condition, God is creating the condition. He's creating the world and everything in it. And this that appears to be a painful thing, and a bad thing, and a negative thing, can't possibly be bad or negative, because at this very moment, God Himself is creating this from His wisdom. Therefore, there can be only one conclusion, and that is that God's wisdom, which is also the life and the pleasure that comes from God, that is above the level of pleasure in Gan Eden, that this is what is being revealed to us and done for us in this world, only because we don't understand it, because we can't comprehend the goodness of it, therefore it appears to us to be bad and painful. And in tomorrow's shir, the Rebbe will explain how we can reveal it so that it is no longer concealed and no longer even a cause for pain. In the Hayyim Yom for the 6th of Elul, the Rebbe writes that the Tzemach Tzedek once related that the Baal Shem Tov liked light. He loved light. And he said that the word Oir, light, has the same gematria as Roz, which means secret. The one who knows the secret, which is in everything, who can see the secret in everything, that is the person who can cause light.